I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This week, we're exploring the challenges of sea level rise. Yesterday, we took you to the Netherlands. Today, we're headed to Norfolk, Virginia, where there's one high-profile place that's especially at risk.
Norfolk Naval Station is the biggest naval installation, not just in the United States, but in the world. And the land it is built on is literally sinking.
That was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Norfolk last fall to call for action on climate change, not just for the environment, but for national security and military readiness.
By fueling extreme weather events, undermining our military readiness, exacerbating conflicts around the world, climate change is a threat to the security of the United States.
The so-called threat multiplier. We sent The World's Carolyn Beeler to Norfolk recently. She found that the Navy is trying to stay ahead of rising seas, but they can't do it alone.
That's right, Marco. I toured the Norfolk Naval Base with Captain Pat Rios, who was the head engineer for the Navy's Mid-Atlantic region. The day I visited, the USS Cole was getting worked on at its dock. And down the shoreline, I could see the hulking cruisers and destroyers and aircraft carriers of the Atlantic Fleet. Rios told me those are not what the Navy is worried about.
It's not the boats that are the issue. They're designed to be in water. The ships have to come to this base to maintain, to train, to rest their crews, to get their logistics done. So the issue with sea level rise is less about the ship, but it's more about the system that supports the ship.
The base sits on more than 6,000 acres in southern Virginia, near where the Chesapeake Bay meets the Atlantic Ocean. A combination of sinking land and rising water here means that relative sea level may be up to 6 feet higher by the end of the century. Rios says the support system here is already vulnerable. He showed me at an empty dock.
Normally there are submarines here. Here you see kind of your standard pier. And you see there's utility systems.
Thick cables and pipes for water, sewage, and electricity run under the pier, open to the water below.
And so as the tide rises or there's surge, then all those electrical lines, all these utility systems would be underwater.
Actually, that already happens every couple of months. And when it does, the base has to shut off the utilities to docked submarines and ships. That, in turn, delays maintenance work, part of the readiness problem that Kerry talked about. On my tour of the base, Rios pointed out other vulnerabilities.
When that does happen,
a parking lot that was underwater during a recent storm, flood-prone housing and maintenance buildings.
So you could see how if, you know, there were a cataclysmic event, we kind of have everything in one spot.
Today, the Navy has to account for sea level rise in its planning. Rios showed me a relatively new double-decker pier that has utility cables running high above the water. But back at his office, he told me what his colleagues can do on the base itself is only part of the solution.
I can make this base impervious to sea level rise. I'm an engineer, and I believe that all things are doable. But this base is not an island.
The naval station relies heavily on neighboring cities for basic services, not to mention access to the base for many of its nearly 70,000 employees.
There's a significant connective tissue between us and the outlying communities, and so we have to work together to address sea level rise.
That's why the Department of Defense has launched a planning process with the neighboring cities of Norfolk and Virginia Beach. Norfolk Deputy City Manager Ron Williams says they'll begin by assessing how rising waters will affect those most necessary services.
The very basics. How do they get electricity? Where does their water come from? How do the sailors get to the base?
The new regional approach to planning for sea level rise incorporates principles that Dutch advisors to Norfolk have been preaching in their work with the city. It's a big step forward, but this collaboration is also fraught with challenges, starting with the basic question of how much sea level rise to plan for.
It's easy to look at the high curve and say, okay, let's plan for worst case.
Ann Phillips is a retired Navy officer who was involved in the effort.
Well, worst case means there's 8 feet of water at around the turn of the century.
The base might want to plan for that worst case, but Phillips says surrounding cities don't want to freak out waterfront residents with predictions that may not come true.
The most valuable property here is waterfront, of course. And so there's a real challenge there.
Phillips is working with more than a dozen local cities and towns to develop guidelines for dealing with challenges like these. And the challenges are huge. But if they can be overcome, the hope is this process in Norfolk may help Navy bases and their neighbors in places like Guam, Japan, and Italy better prepare for sea level rise.
So this is the backside of the base. It's all Willoughby Bay here.
Back on my tour of the Norfolk base, Captain Rios points out that the concentration of ships and planes and people right at this sea level rise hotspot means the stakes are very high here.
This is a priceless national asset that, if you ask me, is irreplaceable.
A priceless national asset with a global reach that Rios says we'd better figure out how to protect.
Carolyn Beeler reporting there from Norfolk, Virginia, and she joins me now in the studio here in Boston. So you say the pilot project in Norfolk is meant to be a kind of template for other naval bases. What do we know about how at-risk naval bases abroad are to rising seas?
Marco, we really know the most about Norfolk. Foreign bases have been less studied. I spoke to the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Dennis McGinn, about this, and this is what he told me.
We don't have that granular information to say, okay, for this naval station in Guam or Japan or Italy, it's going to be 2057 when we have to have our piers raised by 2 meters. We're not at that level of granularity now. As we learn more, as climate models get better, we will learn lessons and we'll apply them.
But from the 10,000-foot view, a recent study found that about half of U.S. naval installations, which represent a worth of about $100 billion, could be damaged if sea levels rise just a meter.
So it sounds like the Navy is just starting to plan for sea level rise. How much time do they actually have?
Well, there is some time. This is a relatively slow-moving phenomenon. But Assistant Secretary McGinn, again, says over the next century or so, the Navy's going to have to start making some really tough decisions.
Do we want to put in some sort of a seawall, some sort of a barrier, or do we need to actually move to another location?
So as you can hear, unlike some leaders on Capitol Hill who are still sort of debating about whether man-made climate change is happening, the Department of Defense is asking, what are we going to do about it?
The world's Carolyn Beeler, who will be back tomorrow on air to talk about how Norfolk is trying to become the Netherlands of the U.S. Looking forward to that. Carolyn, thank you.
Thanks, Marco.